There's a community board meeting happening next week on Wednesday at the Town Hall Supper Room.
Yeah, same there. So that's just 1:30 on Wednesday for the community members that want to come along and speak at the public forum.
There was a list of things I'd asked you about off the air, which I didn't even check before we went on the air now.
That's all right. I made a note of some things.
So whether there is – I'm not even sure if there are things there would have been progress on, but the first one on my list is there was talk about having putting a crossing beside Orca or near Orca, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that there haven't been, as far as I know, much progress on. I think that one and the barriers outside the super value.
Okay, all right.
A key staff member of council is away at the moment for a period of time, so we don't – we're not going to have our quarterly transport update for this meeting, which would probably have given a bit more of an update on those things.
All right. We can move on then, I guess.
But I suppose one thing I will just say is that, you know, as we come to the end of this community board term, so next week will be our last meeting, and I suppose in my role as the chair, you know, there'd be lots of kind of wrapping up and leaving things, I suppose, in terms of like a potential handover to a new community board.
Yeah.
So there'll be lots of little projects. You know, we don't get everything finished at the end of term. Of course, there's always things that are ongoing. So I'll just be making a point of doing that so things don't get lost.
Yes. Well, it seems like most of the community board will come back. I know you're standing down. So that tends to be, for people concerned about whether things are going to be carried through, that's probably a good sign.
Exactly, that is true. I suppose I'm just speaking in my chair role rather than a concern that, you know, I mean, there's processes in place. We have all our minutes and our agendas. It's not like things really get lost, but
Yeah, okay. Well, I suppose, though, in theory, a new board could come in and sweep everything clean and do something else.
Well, they could. That would be kind of random, but
I mean, we know that happens in government, but that's because of the political parties.
Mm.
The We Nearer Walkway.
So I think in our agenda we've got an update. It's not really much of an update, to be honest. It's just really saying that it's going to the company that might do the build. I think they're going to just put some drawings together.
Okay.
So
we're still
at
that
progress.
We're still at that point.
Yeah, and we've just said that we want to be informed about that. So,
but there's a budget for it. I know the community
board. I'm pretty
sure
there is, actually. Yep.
Yeah, the community board doesn't get their hands on budgets as such, but someone somewhere must have put something.
Well, I think the community board can be more informed about budgets if they want to, you know, and they are on certain projects. But I'm pretty sure there's funding in this next year for that walkway.
Actually, speaking of budgets, this just popped into my head, a reminder that when the idea of boat ramp fees was first suggested, Roger McCulloch, who's one of the council managers, said that could be something that would provide funds for the community board. And I was wondering if that was still in the collective memory of the
board.
The board,
like one of those
the board
that
and the
don't
council.
Get lost.
Yeah. I thought that because I thought that's quite a significant thing.
I know Bob was really, you know, he was really for that.
Yeah.
You know, having a kind of town fund or a. So I think the next thing is actually to look at getting the boat ramp fees in place. And then there'll be the question of, where does the money go?
Is there some consultation happening around that? Do we know?
Not at the moment.
I know the local fishers will be keen to have their say.
No, it'll definitely be quite open.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be important for everyone to be involved. Not at the moment. I think next year there's going to be a policy review around that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe an option to do something in the annual plan when it comes up. But,
okay.
Something is in our list of things.
Something you've been determined that should happen before the end of the term is the Coastal Reserve Stakeholders Meeting. So it's happening, isn't it? There's a
it
date.
It is happening, yeah. So it's on Tuesday, I'm pretty sure it's the 13th or the 12th.
Okay.
13th.
Next month.
Oh, gosh. No, it is. It's not far away. It's only a couple of weeks away.
Can we look that up somewhere?
You mean for the date?
Yeah. Can I Google that?
I should know because I've been organising it.
Oh, you just want to know what day of the week it is, like whether
it's a Tuesday. It's either the 12th or the 13th.
So the 13th is
Tuesday. Yeah, the 13th. So it's the 13th. On the 13th of September, and we've put together a really good list of all the kind of key stakeholders. I suppose the groups and organisations that regularly use the reserves.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Manu Bay, Wainui, and Papahua reserves. And so we're going to have a meeting. We're going to bring some council staff over. They'll be talking about what's happened in the last year on the reserves, what's coming up over the next year. And we'll hear maybe from one of the planning department people just around maybe more Wainui Reserve, and they're just an opportunity for the stakeholders to meet each other and just to share what they're doing and if they've got any ideas or concerns. So, yeah, we'd really love to do this once a year, if not more frequently, if it's needed, but really looking forward to that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's been a while since that Coastal Reserves Committee, you know, a few years since that
your time
was in place.
Time flies.
Yeah.
I see. This is possibly a side issue, but I see that the horse community got themselves on radio for a radio interview with, I think it was at ZB, the ZB News Talk ZB, recently.
Mm.
It just popped up on my Facebook feed.
Yeah, I think I might have seen something about that too.
And they want to ride horses on the beach, which is not the Coastal Reserve's jurisdiction, but there's something about going through Coastal Reserve's land to get there.
Yeah.
So are we expecting that might be a topic for discussion?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I would be hoping that they will be there. I mean, it's unfortunately, because we, you know, it's a meeting we haven't had for a long time, there's not going to be, we don't have hours and hours this time, so there won't be a lot of time for discussions, long discussions on big topics.
Yeah.
Like horses on the beach. It'll really just be like a connecting, you know, bit of an update, sharing.
Yeah.
And then if people really want to have another meeting, and we can maybe organise that after summer next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
While we're talking about the reserves, I noticed at the last community board meeting or in the minutes, which I just saw half an hour ago, there seemed to be a long discussion about Sound Splash, and lots of questions being asked.
Mm.
I'm interested in a comparison with that and the rally.
Yeah.
Because one thing I notice is that there are the people who want the rally to come are older and better able to advocate for their interests, whereas the people who like Sound Splash are teenagers in the young 20s and not as good at having a voice about these sorts of things. I think they're pretty similar. I'm curious as whether the community board is supportive of Sound Splash or not, or if you even have a position at this point.
Yeah, I would say that we are supportive of Sound Splash. And of course, because we're thinking about, because at the end of the day, it does bring benefit to the community and to the young people here.
Yeah.
But because it's a commercial activity.
Yeah.
And so really our role as a board is to think about everybody in the community.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, with our kind of oversight of the reserves, I suppose we're looking at it, you know, we take that role kind of reasonably seriously. And so we're looking at that closely, like, you know, what's the impact on the reserve? I mean, this is really the councillor looking at this detail more closely. It's not really our job to get into the detail like that.
Well, there's a tension between what the community board wants and the council staff have to operate under a government act, I think, or something.
Yeah.
And resource consents.
Yeah, so I suppose there were, you know, generally there's support, and we're just really asking questions and asking, you know, so if there was consideration to have the reserve closed, fully closed to the public over that weekend.
Yeah.
The board quite strongly said they didn't agree with that for different reasons.
That was proposed by staff, and I remember a Zoom community board meeting a while ago where Sound Splash really wanted to be clear that that wasn't their idea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really just keeping that oversight role and really thinking about all the users of the reserves.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we can do that because we have that kind of neutral position, I suppose. We're not the Sound Splash organisers who, of course, are, you know, keen to make sure the event runs smoothly and is successful. So, yeah, I think I'm hoping that we're acting in a way that's supportive, but being able to also ask the questions of council staff and because they're the ones that have the relationship really with the Sound Splash organisers.
It's the events team.
Yeah, so we're working with them. So I think
It does look like they won't be able to use the airfield for parking this year.
Did it say that?
It was suggesting that.
I don't think that's decided.
No, but it did say that the Sound Splash was looking at potential alternatives.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm hedging my language here a little bit. But
I don't think a decision's been made on the parking yet.
Okay, all right. Should we talk about, just remind people about the alcohol policy update? I know people have had strong feelings about this in the community in the past. So,
Well, there is. You can make a submission until the 11th of September.
Yeah.
To be honest, personally, I haven't got that involved in the alcohol policy. We did put something forward as a board.
Yeah.
In the early engagement, a suggestion, which, yeah, and that was just a suggestion. I don't think that's come through into the policy. So, yeah, I think as a board, we haven't decided whether we're going to put forward a submission as a board. We'll probably decide on that over the next few days and talk about it at our meeting because, yeah, we may not be in agreement enough to actually put forward a submission,
okay,
which has value.
I know that the remember when Thirsty Liquor applied for permission to set up just down the road from us here, there was a lot of opposition in the community, a lot of strong feeling about that.
Mm.
Whether people remember that and bring it forward to submit now, who knows?
Yeah, I think a lot of the what they're looking at is actually the number of licenses that we can have. You know, like how many liquor stores can we have? So I think that's quite a big part of it.
How many do we need?
Well, I don't think we probably need more. But anyway, if you want to submit, you can go to the council website and just go to Say It and it will bring it up for you.
And I guess we should draw a distinction between places that are just pure shops that sell the stuff and restaurants and cafes and venues which we have food with it and other things going on as well.
We do have a lot of alcohol licenses, though, across bottle stores and restaurants in Raglan.
Yeah.
Mm.
What else? I see there was something about they're wanting to put a 5G cell phone tower. Did I read that correctly?
Oh, yeah, and the... Yep.
Yes, yeah, that word hasn't got out about that yet.
No, it hasn't yet. But it's in our agenda, which is great. So Vodafone got in touch with the community board saying that we are proposing to put a new tower.
Yeah.
And I asked them a few questions about that, and they are keen to hear from the community through the community board, as far as I understand. I don't know how much difference it will actually make, but it's in our agenda, and you can have a good read of what they've sent through to us, and we will discuss it as a board.
They seem to want to put it in town, don't they?
They do. They want to put it up by the water tower, by the other one.
And I didn't read all of it, but I saw a thing where they said they really haven't got any choice. That's what they say.
Mm, which would imply I was asking some questions a bit about that, you know. So
they got the big monster towers up at the foothills of Karioi, but I guess maybe we'll hear.
Because it's the top of a ridge there, so it kind of covers. But, you know, I was curious to know what area it covers and why does it need to be right there. And they're very, well, yeah, I've got some learning personally to do around all of that. But
so is someone coming to talk to them?
I'm going to ask Lisa. I think her name was Lisa. Well, anyway, I'm going to ask the woman to come and talk. So she may or may not be able to come to this meeting, but she, yeah.
Okay.
I'll ask her anyway.
The whole crime safety thing reared its head again the other day with the gun person. And actually, have we heard anything about whether they've caught the person who held up the BP?
No, would be quite good to have perhaps heard, right?
Yeah, I should chase them up. I asked them the question like the next day, but they hadn't. Well, that day they hadn't caught anyone later in the day, so I don't know how many people. They seem to be chasing a lot of people at the moment, so they may not have the resources.
Well, I imagine they would have taken that pretty seriously. I mean, that's a bit different than just like
I don't know if that's
a of a car, isn't it?
I don't know if that's a first for Raglan. It's not a good one if it is.
I haven't heard about one like that.
Yeah, not in the time I've been here. I haven't heard about that.
But anyway, you're asking about the meeting.
So this leads into the meeting because people are already concerned about it and wanting to do things with cameras and other issues. So how is that all looking?
So we held a Lisa and Kevin Holmes organised a community meeting. You were there, weren't you, Aaron?
No, I wasn't at that meeting.
You weren't invited?
I was possibly invited. I get invited.
No, I'm just joking. You're invited to everything, aren't you?
Yeah, I get invited almost to everything, yeah.
So anyway, we had a really good community meeting about probably a month ago.
Yeah.
Lots of the right people came and there were discussions around safety and crime and the police were there. It was really informative actually. And from that, there are some actions.
Yeah.
And one of them is to form a steering group.
Yep.
Who would actually just be looking at safety and crime, obviously working alongside police and other organisations. So that's one of the actions. But then there were things like getting CCTV cameras, which the police are working on already.
Yeah.
There was also looking at driver's licensing for young people, but also not just young people, but anyone who needs that. Because it was interesting just having that conversation that, you know, without how not having a driver's license then leads to other things. So that just seemed...
What does it lead to?
Well, I suppose...
Or the people breaking the rules.
Yeah, I suppose if you don't have a license, then you're driving without a license. And then, you know, you get stopped for that. And it just kind of, like, leads... You know, apparently it leads kind of down the trail, potentially, of, like, just petty crime, I suppose. It just gets you into the habit of kind of being on the wrong side of the law. Right.
So that's what the cops are saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that seemed... And it's something that's been a need in our community for a while anyway.
It is. You know, my kids have just gone through getting their licenses, and it's just a pain in the neck.
Yeah,
trying to do it from Raglan, you wouldn't believe how frustrating it is. So you're about to find out. I know in a couple of years.
Well, I think it's about trying to bring some licensing over here.
Yeah, really beneficial. I got to say, yeah.
And I think just it's really important that we get some really good positive messaging out around and informative messaging to the community around, you know, what to look out for, who to report crime to. What numbers to call if you're feeling unsafe. So we'll just be working with the police around that.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's definitely a bit of action happening.
And we saw that the council is now moving to return the airfield land to its original owners.
Yes.
And the community board's a little bit of a bystander in this in some ways because you don't have the designation to deal with it. But how's the board feeling about this at the moment?
Amazing. Wonderful. Like, yeah. Just such great news.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really feels like all that work that's been going on in the background.
For years. I understand. Yeah.
It's really awesome news, actually. Just feeling really happy to see that happening. It was really great to see that photo. Did you see the photo with the different Hapu members council staff?
And the photo of Fire
Eva. You know, it's just like, oh, God, that feels so right, you know?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
So, I know there's still work to be done, I'm sure, to follow that.
It looks
that
like
through.
It, doesn't it? Like, they even said in their next steps that they don't know what will come up as they enter the legal process. So, I mean, I don't know what that's all about, but it's obviously very complicated.
Mm.
So, it could take a while.
Yeah, I can't really comment on that. My feeling is it may not take as long as we think, but I don't really have a comment.
Yeah. We want to talk about, we mentioned before that you're standing down as community board chairperson. There's an election coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start interviewing people next week about that, all the candidates. Tell us about the decision to stand down since we've got you here.
Thank you for asking, yes. Yeah. So I think for me, having been on the board for 6 years and in the last 3 years as the chair, I've decided to take a break to focus on my family and on Raglan Naturally, where I'm one of the coordinators for Raglan Naturally. So that's kind of, at the moment, the majority of my work is with Raglan Naturally.
Yeah.
So yeah, just really wanting to focus on that and my teenage daughter and other child, and family. Has been a lot of time given to the board, as you know.
But
totally a very positive experience. No hard feelings, no anything,
right.
Nothing negative at all, just needing a break.
And because of the, I guess, do you have, how do I ask this question? Do you have advice for voters about what to think about when they're voting? Because you see things from a perspective that the rest of us haven't from the inside.
I don't know if it would be advice as such, but I suppose, you know, things that I've seen that work well on the board or qualities that seem to be important for community board members. I think people that want to build relationships are really important. Like, you know, if you're voting for someone who's keen to build relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, I know council is a bit of a, you know, it's a system that some of us want to change and improve, but it's really important that at the same time we're building the relationships to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I think if people can, you know, people that are constructive and are not basically fighting against council. It's ridiculous, really, because you're fighting against humans, people who you need to have a good relationship with.
Yeah.
I think as well, just how well can the candidates listen, you know, and how can they consider all views with respect?
Yeah, how hard is that? Like, you have to represent views that you don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that it's actually when you're listening properly and really – trying to understand the views, then you can put forward your decisions or recommendations from that.
Yeah.
So it's not like necessarily you have to agree with everyone, but it's really like you've got to be able to look at the big picture, right?
Yeah.
And think, okay, you know, where's the balance here? So I think it's also important that board members are not bringing their own agenda to the board. You know, they're not coming in. I'll just say that.
the unsaid stuff there is. But, you can tell me afterwards.
Oh, no, no, it's all good. It's just kind of everybody knows that stuff, right? But
another hard thing to do, to leave that at the door a little bit. Like, you've got stuff that you're passionate about.
Well, it is. Yeah. You don't leave it at the door. You've got to bring yourself fully to the board, you know. But, and I think everybody brings their skills and their really strong interests, which makes it strong, because there's some people who have a really strong interest in, like, the environment or, you know, supporting young people or people. So I think that's really important that they bring that. It's more if you've got something which is going to be, you know, where you'll personally kind of benefit, I suppose.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Not the idea. And I suppose another big thing is really how active can the, you know, will the candidates be? Really, they might say, I mean, how do you, I suppose you don't know that until they're on the board. But the board needs people who to be active and actually not just turn up to the meetings.
So how many how many hours a week did you find yourself doing? And bearing in mind the chair does more than the others.
Yeah, the chair can do more. I think before, when I was a board member, I think we say probably like 10 hours a month, but I mean it was probably more than that.
Yeah,
it really depends. But if you're actually going to be involved in a particular project or making a submission or an issue, then it will be probably around that much time. I mean, at the moment as a chair, I do probably a really full day a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's – and also I suppose we want people that can work well together as with the board members. You know, you don't want a board that's just like
– infighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has happened in the past.
Yeah. What else is good? I think just really important to think about the diversity of the board when you're voting.
Yeah.
I feel like our board at the moment is pretty diverse, which has been great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really just about being constructive, building relationships, being able to work well together. You can kind of get anything done if you do that, you know, if you're working in that way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But people can speak to me offline if they want, ask questions.
Yeah, I imagine people might be coming to you for some insights. You might feel, is there stuff that you don't talk about because you feel responsibility not to, say too
You mean in
much
terms of
it?
Voting?
Oh, just advice,
No, I think I'm quite good at answering a question in a way that is, I can answer any question. You know, and I'd like to be helpful to the person that's asking the question.
Yeah.
So it depends on the context, right? You might have to leave something out or think about, I suppose, if you what is the question you're asking me at the moment, really? Like,
my question was a bit vague because I wasn't very
vague,
clear about it. Yeah, yeah. I guess a sense of, so all right, here's a better example. So our former councillor, Clint Baddeley, before he passed away, he felt a tremendous sense of freedom because he was no longer had all his responsibilities and he could say what he liked about things which he used to, which he enjoyed to do on the radio.
Mm. So I suppose as a chair or as a member of the community board, you need to be aware of what you say in public because people may see you as a community board member and not as your Gabriel Parson.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. Like over the years, I've had to really... who knows what will happen now on the board?
You could do a show on the radio too if you want.
Well, you're there to represent the people, right? That's what I was saying before. It's not about yourself, so you're not there to push your strong personal views.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. We were both at Bob's memorial last week. Was it last week?
I think it was last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. On Monday. Mm. And
that was really special, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was cool. Did you like the song that was played when he was brought up the aisle? Because I was the one running that, and I was emailing Jenny before we did it, and I was like, "This has the vibe of a boxer coming through the crowd into the ring," and she's like, "Yeah, that's good."
Yeah, that's good. That was a good mix of songs, actually.
Yeah.
Also, we've got the bus survey.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that, yeah.
So there is, we're looking at trialling a local bus, which is really exciting. We've been talking about this for years. So in the Raglan Mag, I'm sorry if I've got
it's the Rag. It's the Rag out this week, yeah. Yep. And I've actually seen the page that it's on, because there's a thing about the Whangaroa Talent Factory on that as well.
Yeah.
So it is in there.
So in the Rag, we've got the bus survey, and it will be out next week, and there'll be hard copies around town as well.
Yeah.
At the library you can pick up. So it'd be really great to hear from people about what you want from a local bus. We can design it as a community. So, yeah, let us know what's important to you. And any questions about that, Aaron?
No.
No.
That's it. It's the survey. The question's now been asked of the community so they can have their say.
Yep. And we've got Meet the Candidates.
And it's also online as well. Did we mention that?
It's online as well, yeah.
Yeah, just go to...
Community Board Facebook page.
Okay. All right. That's the stuff.
Meet the Candidates.
Oh, yeah. When's that?
Sorry, I know you haven't done the wind-up kind of sign yet to me.
I'm feeling like it's time because I've got another interview waiting.
I know, but I think it's important just
yes,
to say...
Yes, we do need to mention them.
Yes, that really important in terms of elections is that on the Sunday the 18th of September at the Town Hall, 2 p.m, so Sunday afternoon, there's a Meet the Candidates event where you can come and meet all the candidates who are standing for the Mayor, Councillors, Regional Council, Community Board... And you can ask questions and listen to them.
Okay.
Cheer.
And you're helping organise that as part of Raglan Naturally.
Yeah, that's right.
There is another one. Is there another one next week?
I think there's another one next week. Yeah.
I think it's on Tuesday.
Which you'll know about. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for your time.
And we should be able to talk to you again, I think, before the election.
Yeah.
Yeah, just catch up for a final time.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
All right, folks, we're going to move on. We're going to be talking to Jordan Shortley, who's one of the original DJs from the community radio station.